Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your
pants. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Hello. How are y'all going?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because you got laid a lot this weekend?
We just had a last pendulum this past weekend. Yes.
I'm dying.
are you still alive?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, it was a good weekend.
Yeah. And then next pendulum, do you know the date?
Is... Dun, 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 October 20th.
Yes, yeah, so put it on your calendar.
That's right. It is right before we go off to Escape to the Tropics, which is November 8th through the 13th.
Well done.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Holy shitballs.
You're learning these dates.
I'm remembering numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so next pendulum, October 20th.
Yep, next pendulum is October 20th. And Escape to the Tropics, November 8th to 13th. A couple rooms remain if you're interested in joining us for the resort takeover in far north Queensland.
It's so exciting because it just means like the next pendulum I know is like 2 months away. That's it. It's just 2 months away. And then knowing that we have vacation right after that, that's exactly what my brain needs to hear right now.
Yep. Yep. And
also I saw recently, I think it's at this point 17 more Fridays until Christmas.
Awesome. That doesn't really mean anything to me, but okay.
I mean, think about that. 17 more Fridays. That's it. That's not a lot of mini Fridays.
That's not a mini Fridays.
No.
You are correct.
It's not a lot of mini.
I'm more thinking that, holy shit, that means there's only a couple months to sort like outfits and costumes for Escape because, you know, we have a couple themes and we want to do a little something for them.
Yeah. A little something, something.
A little something, something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to start taking some pictures of bits and parts and posting them to Instagram.
I have bits and parts.
You do have bits and parts, and I have posted some of them. But you know who sees more of them is our lovely people on our Discord chat. They see many of your bits and parts and most of my bits and parts. So if you want to become one of our Discord patrons, all you have to do is support us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast, and you'll instantly get warped in to our Discord chat.
Yeah. Come join us.
Come and then also join us.
Nice.
Yes. So I have a question that is going to be one of those awkward questions.
Okay.
And it's going to be weird.
All right.
And because it's something we actually haven't talked about, but it's happened a number of times in the past decade for me.
Okay.
And this is about unprotected sex.
Okay.
So... I have had four times that I can think of since you and I started hooking up where in the heat of the moment, somebody mounts me and I'm like, oh, that feels nice. And then I'm like, holy shit. And I'm literally lifting. It's always a lady lifting her off of me and being like, let me go get a condom.
Right.
So my first question is, what do you think about that? Have you ever done that?
You know, I've done that.
I know. This is why I wanted to talk to you about it. But like, what's the mindset? And it's like, so, you know, we get regularly tested. In fact, just today I got the text saying you're all clear of all the bad shit that you could have. And I'm like, oh, good for me. But like, I guess I know this is a subject of contention with a lot of people, and we've talked about it in the past about protection use. But part of me anymore, and maybe it's just I'm getting older, I'm like, you know, if I was circumcised, I am circumcised. But if I was, what's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
The word they snip, snip.
Circumcised?
No, not the inside, not the outside.
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy, there it is. If I had a vasectomy.
Glad we got there.
Goddamn. It's going to be one of those podcasts, folks. Just sit back, buckle up, put a helmet on, maybe. If I had a vasectomy, I think I would care so little about.
Which we're going to do, but we just need to.
No. It's on the list.
Yeah.
About STIs that it probably wouldn't bother me.
So, yeah.
Am I bad? Does that make me a bad person, swinger?
I think it just really depends. And it goes back to making an informed decision based upon your risk profile and your acceptance of that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, admittedly, the only time I've done it was with you.
Our first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, I'm going to get her pregnant. The second woman I fuck after getting a divorce.
You weren't going to get me pregnant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Not possible. But like, so nothing is growing inside there.
Ball of hate. And
hate and disappointment.
God damn. I love it. Love, there's love in there. I've seen you cuddle Pippin. Sure, and the gentleman.
Yeah.
I was Spanky. Like,
Pippin does cuddle up to my tummy, so yeah. Because it's a nice little cozy spot. Cushy. It's a cushy spot.
Aww.
But yeah, I haven't other than that. But I don't know. I mean, I guess the question would be, what was the reason for the others? Did you even ask? Did you even care?
Well, the first one, other than you... it was partners that we've played with a couple of times, and it was a very, like, everybody was drunk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that tells me, like, I don't make the
best. We're probably not making the best decisions.
But again, you know, she just sort of climbed on top, and it took me a couple of seconds to go, oh, wait. And, you know, okay, let's just move this aside. And now, like, okay, now move this back on top. Yeah. Like, and then the other was just a hookup, which to me, that seems like a greater risk. Mm-hmm. I would be more apt to play with somebody who I knew. And that was like half a second, like literally like just the tip.
Yeah.
And then the last one was, I know that her play partners, she doesn't wear, she has one major play partner that she doesn't wear protection with. And she just got caught up in the moment. And I went, oh, wait. And if she was sort of shocked and appalled with herself.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's not a big deal. Let's just do this way.
Yeah. And I think that's a good attitude. But it is so many things there to unpack. Because it is very easy if you are drunk, if everybody's been drinking and whatnot. Of course, it is easy to get caught up in the moment.
This is how high schoolers get pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the moment and then, you know, to make that, mistake, make that decision.
I don't think it's a mistake.
Make that decision.
Yeah.
Or for that to happen, right? Yeah. But at the same time, if you do recognize it, then just, you know, be like, oh, sorry, or, you know, whatever. Like, I think that's a good response. But I don't know. It's just tough because... From an STI, okay, so from a pregnancy perspective.
Let's say a risk perspective.
Yeah, so from a pregnancy perspective, you've not had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
So there is risk that you could get someone pregnant. Now, not knowing if the other people are on birth control, if they could, I mean, that's a big risk. So I feel like from that perspective, you should just always treat people as if they could, right? From an STI perspective... It goes into that risk profile and how much risk you're willing to take. Because yes, a lot of things are treatable. Some things are not treatable. Some things you may not want the treatment for, even though it is treatable.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I guess it's just a question of how frequently do you do that? How frequently do you sleep with other people? How frequently do you get tested? A lot of things go into it. And what about them? Like, do they get tested ever? You know, have you had these conversations with them beforehand? Like you said, because some are or were like previous play partners or routine play partners. And yeah, I think it's just kind of making that decision. But again, if it is kind of heat of the moment or drinking, then it can happen. And so I guess it's just that makes it all the more important that we do get tested and, you know, that we do keep up with that, which we do.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was very funny. The last time I went to the regular doctor, she was like, do you want, she's like, the way she said it was, I don't suppose you've had any new sexual partners in the last, however long I'd been. And I was like, actually I have. And she goes, oh, well then let's get you all.
Do tell.
Up. Yeah. Basically, let's get you all signed up for these. Since we're drawing blood, let's do these.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's just something that I keep thinking about. I'm like, I go back and forth because I still, and I know we've talked about this in the past. I have this romantic idea, which I know is romantic ideas are sometimes foolish, but not always. She's rolling her eyes. Mm. But like, I like the idea of having a close knit group that is barrier free, and that's our group. And like,
barrier free since 2023?
Right. And like, I don't know. And of course, it's an opt in or opt out kind of thing. But like, and I know the risk and I understand the risk. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, I don't think that it's that, I don't think it's as big of a risk.
Again, depends on what you're willing to accept, right? Because some people accept zero risk and some people accept all the risks.
Well, I mean, we've met people who want barriers for oral. Yeah. And like, I totally respect that.
Yeah.
Like, sure. And realistically, I think that's my thing. It's like, well, and we've looked into the numbers. I would have to go back and listen to our own podcast on the statistical likeliness of risk for oral versus other penetrations. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just something that popped into my head, and especially after those occurrences.
Yeah. Also, something to keep in mind is that the risk for oral is going up. You know, and antibiotic resistant gonorrheas and things. So, you know, there's always risk. But again, it's just, what are you willing to accept? And we have had long-term partners who have asked about going barrier free and not using condoms. And we just never have.
Yeah.
Like we still, like even with a gentleman, long-term boyfriends, we still use condoms.
Yeah.
And so we still use protection, but I think for me, it's because like I still want that because I don't want to have to deal with any kind of treatment if we were to get an STI. I mean, whether it's possible or not, I just don't want to bother with it. But and like I feel like a condom is just super easy and relatively cheap, and why not just do that?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, that risk benefit, I just might as well just use a condom. But also, let's be honest, we all have other partners.
Yeah.
And multiples other partners. And so it's not, and I mean, think about it. If somebody says, but I always use protection with my other partners, what if they have that one or two or whatever kinds of things? Like it doesn't take a lot.
Yeah.
And I know that might be catastrophizing it a bit, but it's kind of true. Like it doesn't really take a lot. Like if you do have one or two partners that you forget or you kind of slip up at some point and don't use protection, and maybe they do have an STI or maybe they get pregnant. I mean, God forbid, right? But I mean, unless they want to, and that's a whole other thing. What
but. I'm just going to say, I love it. And it was like, and then they got a 9-month STI that lives with them for the next 18 years.
Yes. And a very expensive one.
That's great.
But I don't know. I guess that for me, it's that, is that it's just the fact that we all have other partners and those partners have partners. And it's that whole exponential thing. And while we, you know, say that we always use protection, there is, could be the occasional slip up, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think for me, it's just that I think I am still not comfortable. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair enough. I wasn't necessarily asking. Just like, it's more of those, this is just sort of my feeling.
Yeah. And I think maybe with some more permanent partners, I would be more willing to consider it. But again, I just feel like condoms are cheap and easy and we always have a ton of them. What, do we have a ton of ourselves too?
No. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. But I can see where it would happen, like you said, like in the heat of the moment. It's just, or it's been caught up.
Like in each time, I'm kind of like, whoa. Mm. That does not feel the way it normally feels.
Does it ever happen with guys?
No.
Interesting.
Like the guys that I've hooked up with usually are ultra safe. Mm.
Even like saunas and things?
I've had maybe one or two guys ask, but as soon as you're like, actually, no, they're like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah. And they're like, all right, cool. Like they're like, it's no big thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's just an interesting sort of, this is how the community is, right? They're like, okay, we have always been more at risk.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Fair.
So now but traditionally they were the ones that suffered the most. Mm. And so because of that, I think that they are more careful.
Yeah.
Now.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Cool. All right. Good topic.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about pendulum.
Okay. I had a really lovely time at Pendulum. I had a great night.
I did too, actually.
I have a couple of regrets.
Oh, ragrets.
Yeah. And not necessarily regrets, but just things that I wished maybe had gone differently, but also might have if we'd had like another 4 hours at Pendulum. That's
great. So next time we're going to do a full weekend Pendulum. it was one of those rare times that I actually relaxed. And when you wanted to go up and play the first time, I was like, yeah, let's go up and play. Because normally I'm kind of like, well, let's just wait and blah, 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 blah. But this time we ran right upstairs.
And we went up early because I remember, like, because doors opened at 8, and I remember looking at my watch. Well, I remember looking at my watch just because I felt like we've been here for a while. Like, I feel like it's playtime. And it was just after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was just about over an hour. But it felt like it had been a long time. But I think it's just because we were having fun. We were talking to people. We had met some new people. There were a fair few new people this time at Pendulum.
Yeah.
There always kind of are. But a fair few that I talked to. And yeah, I was interested in talking to some of these people more and potentially playing with some of them. But at that point, I also knew that, like, I was ready to play, and there were a few people around us when I said something that were like, yeah, okay, ready. And so it was like, all right, so we're all going to finish our drinks, and then we're going to head upstairs. So we went up for an early play. It was probably 9:30 or
I think it was quarter past nine. It
would have been quarter past, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember the first time you were like, I want to go upstairs. And I was like, dude, it's like literally 9:05. We've been here an hour. And you're like, phew. And then like 10 minutes later, I want to go upstairs. All right, let's go.
Arguably, when we did go upstairs, though, there were already people on the end orgy
bed. I'm not shaming people who go up early. I'm just saying that that normally you wait till at least 10, 10:30.
It's true.
And now this time you were like, it was 9:15. And you were like, I want to go upstairs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no shame. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But we went upstairs with, there were six of us, maybe seven of us going upstairs. And this is one of the things that I will say is a regret, is that as we were going, as we got upstairs and we're kind of going into the orgy space, all the rest of y'all were in front of me. And I don't know if it was you or who, but somebody stopped and introduced me to a Discord person. And it was one of those, like, I have no idea what actually came out of my mouth, but in my head it was, I really want to talk to you. I want to say hi. I want to get to know you a little better. I don't know, maybe get to know you a little better. But I really want to go join this puppy pile that's going to happen over here.
But mama got to get laid.
And so I don't know what came out of my mouth, but it was just like a go play. And then, but in my head, I was like, we'll catch up later. I looked around later. I never ever saw them again. They must have ended up somewhere. I have no idea. So never really talked to them. Sorry, people out there. You probably know who you are. I have no idea what I said, and I'm sorry. The intention was good, but I also wanted to join the puppy pile. So.
It's really funny because I remember going up with the gentleman and Spanky, and then you and I.
Leo.
And Leo, of course. Leo. I remember that. And we got up there, and I did something that I've never done, which is I took a page out of the gentleman's book, and I starfished. I laid down. I made out with Leo for a bit, and you know,
we were on the middle bed. Since the far bed, there was already a large group of people, and arguably we knew them and we could have joined in, but there were, you know, six of us, something of us.
There was a bunch of us.
Enough
already.
That it was like, we're not going to join in. We're just going to take over this bed ourselves.
Like, we're going to nearly double the population of that bed. No.
And then it's going to fall again.
Ain't nobody got time for that. And so I just laid back and...
You did starfish.
I just starfished. It was great. I'm trying to remember...
What was good, though, is that you starfished across the width of the bed, not the length of the bed.
Yeah, because the goal... That was by design, right? Because that meant that I could be on my back with my head hanging off the end where people could face fuck me. Mm-hmm. And then my junk was in the air so that people could also give me some tender love and care. Which is... basically what happened.
Yeah.
I saw nothing but balls and ass cracks for about 50 minutes straight.
Yeah.
And there were different balls and there were different ass cracks. Uh-huh. I don't know how many people sat on my face, but I was like a carousel of progress.
You were. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because early on, somebody had their cock in your mouth. I don't even remember.
I think
it was
the gentleman.
Was it?
I think.
Maybe. It's possible.
I think he started there.
Okay. I'll go with that. Yeah.
Sure. We'll say yes.
Somebody had their cock in your mouth. And I was starting to go down on you. And I looked up and off to the side, just a bit back from the bed, was somebody that we know. It was somebody that we know. And we see them all the time at Pendulums and whatever. But
we don't play with them often. No. Like, I think we've played with them ages ago. But recently, in the recent past, we haven't played.
No.
Because every time we all get together, it's just like we chat and chat and chat and chat and chat. And then for some reason, when we go upstairs, we split up. And I don't know why.
I don't know. And so they were standing kind of off to the side. And I was starting to go down on you. And they at least indicated if they could help. And I know you wouldn't mind this person.
I'm a slut.
Well, I was going to say, you probably wouldn't mind most people, but especially this person.
No, especially this person.
And so I was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. So he came in and started going down on you. And I kind of snuck up under and then was like licking and sucking on your balls while he was going down on your cock. And, you know, trying to work my way in there a little bit. And you very kindly spread your legs to make that easy.
I mean, I'm here to serve. I'm just trying to be useful.
Yeah. And so that was,
And that's part of the starfish, right?
Yeah.
It's like you have to starfish.
Yeah. I'll cut off a leg, see if we can generate another one.
Yeah. Then suddenly there's two of me and now I have to fight myself. Finish him. Come on, just come.
So we did that for a bit. That was good. And I don't know, like, people just kind of moved around because Leo was there, then Leo wasn't there. Spanky and the gentleman started playing at
I think
some
Spanky
point.
Sat on my face for a bit.
I think so.
The gentleman literally, it was like, oof. You know, like, this is one of my things in porn that I actually really like to see. And it's when a person is laying on their back and getting like throat fucked kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you can actually see the indent of the penis through the throat. Like, and I didn't think that was real, but then while getting fucked, face fucked by the gentleman, I put my hand on my throat and I could feel it. And I was like, ho, ho, ho. I got the power. It was great.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah. And honestly, there was just a lot of movement around because I know I sat on your face.
I didn't have any movement. I just laid there.
Well, fine. The people around you in the vicinity. So it was the gentleman who was face fucking at one point because there was, no, that was later on. Because then I sat on your face for a bit.
Well, yeah. So then after that, the fella who was going down on me, he got to the head side because the gentleman was being pounced upon by somebody. Mm-hmm. And then he got to the head side. And I was like, well, here's a mouth you may use. And he did as long as he could. But then it was starting to get to the point where he was like, my calves are killing me.
Well, while you were going down on him or he was face fucking you, I was going down on you and And there's two instances that might get out of order. I don't think it fucking matters for anybody out there, but
people care. They're like, you know what? Nothing is more important than sex story continuity.
Well, he was face fucking you. And so then I got on your cock and was writing you for a bit. And he and I then kissed a little bit. I mean, it's hard because, you know, we're both kind of gyrating and moving, right? And it's not always easiest to sync up our movements, but we were like kind of kissing and making out a bit, that type of thing. We were trying to figure out what kind of bridge we were making. Don't know what kind of bridge we were making.
Oh, I do remember this. But is this the Golden Gate Bridge? And then we decided it was the Bay Bridge.
Yeah. Definitely not the Anzac Bridge.
Oh,
though.
My God. I do remember all that. Yeah. And now I'm thinking back, God damn, that was not sexy. But I was still like, I'm trying to have a conversation. This is our Bay Bridge.
Look, this is how we do sexy people.
Yeah.
We don't take it seriously.
It's how we do.
And so, yeah, so he and I did that for a bit. And then I know I sat on your face.
Yes.
And I think he or somebody was going down on you.
Yes.
Because I couldn't get down to 69. There was somebody already there. But while I was sitting on your face at some point, then the gentleman came up to me and said, can I fuck you? And so I was like, yeah. And so he grabbed a condom and started fucking me from behind while I was sitting on your face. And apparently during all of that interaction, I'd seen this person kind of around and I'd seen a couple of interactions during things, but apparently the gentleman looked over and there was a guy who was just watching, like, you know, where the ottomans are on the side. He was watching and just had this look of amazement. And and from the way the gentleman did it, and it could just be the gentleman doing it, it was almost like a stupefaction look.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he just like waved at the guy, like, you know, big happy grin. And it was just like motion for him to come over. So the guy came over and kissed him and snuggled him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think he stayed around too long.
At that moment, see, I was eyeball deep in gentleman testicles at that point. They may have been in my mouth and I may have been eyeball deep in gentleman crack, but what I was doing, gentleman crack, oh God, I got a hit of my gentleman crack. But I had grabbed his ass from behind and was basically using him as a human dildo. I was using him to fuck you, which probably ranks up there with one of the sexiest things I've ever done, because I'm like, talk about topping from the bottom. Like, I'm grabbing his ass and going, like, just as hard as I could. Uh-huh. And like, at one point, he's kind of like, I need a break.
I was like, you wore him out.
I did. It was great. You will stop fucking when I stop fucking with you.
Yeah, great. So there were a lot of good things happening on that bed. And then there was other stuff next to us. You know, we heard some other, I didn't really see a lot of other stuff next to us because I was kind of just in my own little world.
Oh, I couldn't see anything, but it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I enjoyed what I was seeing. Yeah. It was really interesting because everybody kept fucking edging me. I'd be like right about to come. And then like, they would either stop or do something different or somebody be talking about fucking bridges. And then you started riding me at some point again. And again, it was just like, I'm so close, but
you didn't seem like you were close. And to be honest, at that point,
Angela was like, I need a drink.
I was getting very dehydrated. Yeah. I was like, I need to go get some water. And you didn't seem like you were close. So I was like, I'm just going to call it here.
I was. And at one point I switched. Somebody was switching from down to behind to mouth for me. And like you and Spanky were both kind of looking at me and I was like pointing at you like and pointing to me. And I think you all both thought I wanted you to go down on me. I'm like, no, somebody ride me.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't get that.
But at that point, I was just about to say somebody ride me. And the next thing you know, I had like, you know, love muscle. I was choking on some love muscle.
I was going to say use your words, but you know.
I couldn't. Literally, it was nearly a literal ball gag.
So what we need are different hand signals for ride me or go down on me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That way you can do it without having to use your words.
I can see now like, we come up with a hand signal. I'm like flipping everybody off. And Bradford's kind of a dick. He's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Like, no, he's saying I want to fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we didn't take that away from the signals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. Somebody ended up, you know, mouthing me. with their mouth holes.
If you're going to starfish, you either have to be super directive and like truly top from the bottom, or just accept whatever happens to you.
I know. And that's basically what I did the second. I did the second. It was great. Yeah. Except for the using gentlemen as as a human dildo. I should have stuck a finger in his ass and maybe he'd start vibrating. But that was fucking hot. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. It was a fun play session.
Yeah. And it was really fun.
And I was happy that the other person that joined in.
Welcome to the group, new guy.
Yeah. Well, new.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was glad for that. It was fun. But yeah, then it was very much like, I was like, I need a drink of water. I'm getting dehydrated. And then everybody else was like, yeah.
So, and I just kind of laid there for a second. I'm like, oh my God, can't walk.
Yeah. So we collectively went downstairs to get some water and get something to drink. And then at that point I was talking to people again, you know, like we usually do at Pendulum, and you and I kind of split up a bit talking to different folks at that point. And, it wasn't too much longer that I was kind of like, all right, I'm ready for round two. Like, I want to go for a wander and see if we can have a round two, and not necessarily anyone in mind. There were a few people that, you know, wouldn't have minded getting to know a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And like I said, some Discord folks, there were some new folks that we met early on that we talked with, and I forget how we got drug away from them, but we did. It was like I would be interested in finding them. There were a fair few people. And so you and I went upstairs, started wandering around a bit to see kind of what was happening, who was where, if we could find a space. And then Leo commandeered you before we could find anything or anyone. Leo commandeered you, and I started talking to a couple that we know
through Discord.
I started talking to them, and it was a really good conversation. And so I just was chatting with them for a fair few minutes, and then somebody else came and commandeered me, and then ended up going downstairs and talking to them for a while. And it was just one of those things that then we just never got around to playing and finding these people again. And it was like that, like I said, that's my regret, is that like I wanted to find these people and I wanted to play again, but we just then ended up talking, which is fantastic. It's great. And it's what we usually do. But I think I was hoping for that second play session, and it never quite happened.
And ditto, because I felt the same way. And it was one of those, you would take, you know, like 5 steps towards play and then bump into somebody and have a great conversation. And we're like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't mean to make that sound, I was like, well, okay. Like, this is actually a really good conversation. And you're like, all right, 5 more steps towards, okay, let's have a new conversation. Like, and like, I'm enjoying this, but the problem is, you know, time became fleeting, and it seemed the nearer your destination, the more you're slip sliding away.
So what we need is a conversation pendulum and a play pendulum.
That's awesome.
Or maybe like start earlier, and like the first 2 hours is all conversation, no play.
A bi-social corner.
Yeah. And then after that, like, just go play. Just do it. No talking.
Nobody talks. Except for consent.
But I do think, I do think it's something that we'll see how I feel come October. But I actually really enjoyed this one, and I really enjoyed how it went and the flow of it. Like I said, the only thing was I wished we had had a time to do a second play session.
Yeah.
And to find some of these new people and people that we hadn't necessarily interacted with a lot. Even just for talking, even if it didn't go to play. Yeah, because there are definitely some folks that I would like to have gotten to know better, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it is what it is. But all in all, it was really good. Like I said, really had some great conversations. Lovely talking to folks, joking around, not taking things seriously.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we did have a nice little puppy pile, which is great.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Spring is just around the corner down here in Australia, and whether you're going into spring or up in the Northern Hemisphere going into autumn, it is time to check all your lubes, check all of your cleaning supplies, and check all of your condoms to make sure that they are well in their dates. And if they're not spring cleaning, throw them out. And if you need new lubes, condoms, or any of your cleaning supplies, or maybe it's time to throw out that old toy that just doesn't hold a charge anymore, go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI. You can get one item at 50% off and you'll get free shipping. Along with that, you'll get some extra goodies thrown into your box and 6 videos on demand. That's right. adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. You know we love it. Curious Humans game is a great fucking game. And if you use checkout code BYTHEBY, you will get 10% off. What question do we have? Oh, Angela's thrown me a question. I wasn't paying
attention. It's from the Aussie Humans pack.
From the Aussie Humans pack. Oh, jeez. Ugh, I hate it already. I have seen a huntsman spider bigger than my hand.
Probably not your hand, but my hand.
I think we have seen one the size of my hand up in far north Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
I probably have blocked it from my memory because of the incessant potential nightmares. But yes, it is not something, but I don't have huge hands. Yeah. But I don't want to see anything. Like, I don't want to see a huntsman spider the size of Pippin's hands. He has wee little paws. Yes. So, yeah, if that sounds like a fun night, not the seeing the spiders, but asking your friends about them, go to CuriousHumansGame.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. So the rest of the weekend was, again, pretty hardcore sexy. We were very fortunate in that the gentleman and Spanky spent Friday night and Saturday night with us. Just to tell you how exciting we are, we got home Friday night after Pendulum. And Angela and Spanky were like, fuck this shit. I'm going to bed. I'm tired. So they went back to the bedroom, but the gentleman and I, we cranked open to the PlayStation 5, baby, because the new chapter of Fortnite had just downloaded and we started playing that. So we played that for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Until I think I played 5 games in a row where I just died. I was like, okay, I am not playing my best game right now. So I think it's time for sleepies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys were, like, once you started playing, it was one of those, like, I typically like to watch you play Fortnite, but I couldn't keep my eyes open. I was like, nah, going to bed. And Spanky was like, yep, I'm with her.
And so he and I slept on the couch, and yeah, he's easy to sleep with. He's one of those people that just lays there and dies. I think he's maybe an undead vampire. It's possible. I don't know. But yeah, so then the next day we had I guess it was the next evening, we had a nice play session with the four of us that once again included more face fucking because that's how I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some I don't think there was any PIV sex.
No, it was just nice, easy, kind of, you know, some joking and laughing around because that's how we do.
That's how we do.
But it was just nice, easy, comfortable. They're both so much fun and so easy to play with and so enjoyable.
And we started doing the thing where Angela's got this paw print paddle.
Yeah.
And Spanky was like, I want you to hit me and see if you can leave a paw print without any warm up.
Well, because we tried it before when she was here the weekend before, I think it was.
Maybe,
recently. We tried to get a paw print on her ass, but she'd already been warmed up. It was already a little pink. And so it kind of came out, but it wasn't great. So this time she was like, let's try it without warm up. Just hit me.
I mean, literally it was that fucking scene from fucking 50 Shades of Grey that I fucking hate. Cause I'm like, nobody ever does that. And she literally looks at Angela's like, I want you to hit me as hard as you can. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. But I was like, all right, fine. Sometimes life does imitate art. I mean, if you call that movie art. which you probably shouldn't. Anyway.
Yeah, right, right.
But you got a nice paw print out of it.
We got a paw print out of it. Yeah.
And then, of course, the gentleman was like, well, you got to do me now.
Because he doesn't want to be left out.
And his response was good. He swore vehemently.
For those of you on Discord, you may end up seeing some of these pictures and or videos at some point.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to have to do, because of the size, is I might just post them to our Patreon page.
Right. Yeah, so then, of course, I did one cheek on the gentleman. He's like, well, you have to do the other side.
Because he has to be balanced.
Yeah, it has to be balanced. So we tried his, but the paw print didn't come out quite as good on him. So, you know, sorry, gentlemen. Yeah. But, you know, Swanky's ass had a better paw print.
I mean, in his defense, she has more ass.
Yeah.
She has a fantastic.
Oh, it's a lovely ass, yeah.
But she has more of it.
Yeah.
His ass isn't bad. I'm not saying it's a bad ass. I mean, he is no badass. God, that works on so many levels. Like, I'm brilliant. I mean, that was one of those just fun, like, so for me, I'd been edged the entire night, the night before. And then I'm laying there. I think Spanky was sitting on my face and going down on the gentleman, and you were going down on me. And I was like, okay, I'm, this is going to happen. And I was really afraid I was going to drown you.
You didn't drown me. It's fine. Yeah.
Like, I think I probably had a full shot glass.
Yeah. It was delicious. It was great.
Yum. And then so we watched some TV, went to bed. Next morning,
we slept differently. So you and I slept in one room, and then they slept in the other room.
The gentleman was with us. She slept out here on the couch by herself.
Oh, you're right. He was with us, and then
he got up at like six.
Got up early and came out here. Yeah. So then, because then you and I woke up and we had sex, and then as we were finishing, we heard them out here having sex.
And then the gentleman came, and it was kind of like, oh, geez, Spanky, will you hit the snooze button, please? That alarm is driving me mad.
Yeah. I think everyone in the neighborhood was awake at that point.
Yeah. At like seven. I went back to sleep and slept for another hour and a half. It was nice.
And I came out here, and we all snuggled on the couch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so they left on Sunday morning at around, 11. Mm-hmm. And we had already planned for Kobe and Judy to come over at like 2:30, 3 o'clock. And I was like, hey, do you want to go play before they come over? And of course you were like, yeah,
of course.
And, I was like, hey, we got that new pegging dildo thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to give that a go?
Yeah. It's actually a really neat little toy. We'll do a full review of it. At some point in the future. I don't think we quite have time today, but it's, and also I want to try one more thing with it before we give it a full review, but it was actually, we hadn't played with it yet. It's been probably a couple months we've had it and hadn't used it yet. So as soon as you said that, I was like, yes, I do. I am keen to try this. And also I like pegging.
Yes. So. Really? Yeah. And it was a rough, cause we hadn't done anything like that in a long time. And I was going against all the rules, which we probably will do a full pegging episode coming up soon. Yeah. So we'll dive a little deeper into all this, but I was trying to rush myself and I was forgetting how to do it. And now I remember how to do it. And I'm not going to rush myself anymore. But like, I was getting in that sort of frustrated. Like,
yeah, I could tell. Yeah.
Like, this should just work.
Yeah. And so I was like, let's back off. Let's take it slow.
And so anyway, it worked. And holy moly, it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It was, that thing is awesome. So yeah, we have a few stains now that we have to clean up, but that's fine.
It's fine.
That's why we have things. Yeah. But then, we quick rinse off, and then Kobe and Judy came over, and like, they, massive props to them, within 15 minutes of being here, you said something sarcastic.
Well, I said something about that we had tried out the toy or whatever. And she was like, oh, we should have been here 30 minutes earlier. And I was like, it was probably more like an hour. And she was like, damn it, we should have been here an hour earlier. And I was like, we can go do it again. Like, we can still go in and play. And it was, I forget if she gave a look, something happened. And it was like, well, just use your words. And so they were like, all right, as soon as we all finish this drink, let's go in there and play.
And we're like, all right.
So again, because it's, but it goes back to that old adage that we talked about, was a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week, I don't know, about fuck first, right?
Yeah.
Like, because otherwise we'll enjoy each other's company and sit around and play games or watch TV or do something, cuddle, and then never end up playing.
I mean, that is a problem when we're delightful people.
Yeah. So we did. We all went in there and started playing.
Yeah. I pounced on him.
Yeah, and she was in the sling.
Yeah.
And I ended up using a wand on her, Le wand. I ended up using that on her. And then she needed a break. And as she was like kind of getting out of the sling and taking a break, she's asked if I had a strap on. And I was like, yeah. And I wasn't sure if it was for her or for him because she was kind of looking towards him. And I was like, for you? And she's like, no, for him. I was like, oh, okay. So then, you know, checked in with him, made sure that was okay. That's what he wanted. And like, yep. So then he got in the sling and I pulled out one of the dildos and we started small. Then we moved up to another one and yeah, had a nice little pegging session with him. So that was a lot of fun. I like this.
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
And I have to admit at that point I was exhausted. And so basically I just wrapped myself around her and played with her boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, you were the push-up bra.
I was a push-up bra. That was great. I did my job. I'm a great push-up bra. I'm a very supportive friend.
You are a very supportive friend. Yeah. No, it was good because, and then we came out and we played like a board game and hung out and whatnot.
We had dinner. It was great.
Yeah, but it is just like, again, you know, sometimes we get stuck in that trap of we want to play and definitely there's interest, but you just, it's like, you know, we start doing the other things and don't.
We're caught in a trap.
Yeah.
We don't fuck first.
We're trying to be better about that.
Because I like you too much, baby.
Yeah. No, trying to be better about that. Wait.
The conversation is just too damn fun. But now I wish I'd fucked you, baby. We can't go on.
No, I'm going to let you keep going with this.
I can't go on forever with these sticky thighs. Sticky thighs. I just want to. Yeah, fuck you guys. Okay. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, honestly, it was one of those great weekends that we haven't had in, I don't know, a year.
A long time, yeah.
Where every night was just, it just worked. And yeah, it was just fun and easy. Mm. Like, you know, you.
Mm.
So, yeah. So,
speaking of which.
We should do that. Wait, are you offering? Are you presenting? Well, I mean, if we must. Well, we're going to wrap this podcast up because apparently I've got one ticket to Pound Town.
Only one. Use it wisely.
I hope it's a return trip. I don't know. That's not even funny. Why am I laughing? Oh, God. It's just been a long day. I'm tired. But I'll still hop that train. Look, we had a message from Instagram recently that was basically saying they liked our old style of sexcapades and talks. And like, it just so happened that we had another sexy weekend. So
yeah,
that's why we got two of these in a row. We'll probably do more informative and information and interviews coming up soon as well. But yeah, hopefully we can have more sex and
yeah,
we can tell you about it.
Yeah. And you get more sexy stories.
So we'll try, I promise. Yes. If you have questions, comments, concerns, rude remarks, we love to hear them. Email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or like I've said, you can join us on our Discord. All you have to do is support us at any level on www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast, or you can message us on any of our socials at bythebypodcast on Instagram and the Facebooks. And yeah, go to our website, www.bythebypod.com.au, and then you can see like all of our events and what we have coming up, and you can also contact us through that. Anything else over there?
Thanks to all the folks who came out to Pendulum.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll see you again. And for those who didn't get a chance to really talk with or interact with, I hope we have a chance in the future.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. See you next week, sexy fuckers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.